大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是116274477，欢迎加入。今天我们要讲的是雅思口语，我们请来的专家老师是 Emma 老师。
Expert.
专家老师啊，名副其实的专家老师。
Expert. So I would like to call myself a bird, not an expert. I still want to be light and fly, but I think expert hurts, you know, sounds like a little, someone who's like wearing glasses and, you know, wearing suit and taking a suitcase everywhere.And have probably, you know, a clear bag under the arm. It's like going everywhere with a serious face. Oh, no. I think today we're going to talk about really delight and a light topic.
好，我们把这个氛围放轻松一点啊，不是 Emma 老师，是 Emma 同学。好， Emma 同学今天要给大家讲什么呢？
yeah, we're going to talk about a festival.
A festival?
Yeah.
I guess, are we going to talk about the Dragon Boat Festival, which is coming next week?
Exactly, we're going to talk about the festival. Actually, this is a very special day for me because both my grandma on my mother's side and my grandma on my father's side, you know,they were born on this day.So it's a very special day.
是吗?
Exactly, for my family.
这个端午节的时候是 Emma 老师两边的家属都出生的时候。
Exactly. My grandma and my grandma, you know, they were born on this day. So every time, you know, we need to go through all these traditions, you know, as a festival and also these birthday traditions. I think it's a pretty fun day. I'd like to talk. So where was your hometown?
Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yeah.
So what was it? You know, the big festival back to your childhood? I mean, this one?
You mean the Dragon Boat Festival?
Exactly.
Of course, everybody eats. In my memory, the way we celebrate this festival is to eat dumplings, the rice dumplings.
Okay.
Yeah, the rice dumplings, 粽子哈，粽子其实留给我了非常深刻的印象。
为什么呢？
因为我特别喜欢吃。
Okay. 你们那里的招包粽子的时候会是，就是里面会放什么样的 feelings?
这个馅儿。
feelings.
Feelings. So we will put some.There are different kinds of fillings inside the rice dumplings. My favorite filling inside the rice dumplings is...
Sweet bean?
Sweet beans, or rather, you know, the bean paste. Sweet bean paste.
I would like to say puree, 因为在食物里面其实大家都会通常哈用法语来去说很多的这种食物，因为法国人确实是把食物研究得很透，我觉得在欧洲是法国，然后在亚洲可能就是中国，就是两个国家的那个食物特别的丰富，所以呢我们其实我们刚刚说到了好多关于端午节的一些单词了，然后我们可以去稍微的去记一下，比如说第一个我们说的这个节日，然后叫龙舟节， so we say Dragon Boat Festival. This is the first one.
太肤浅了，但是就这么说的，就这么说的。端午节呢是跟这个屈原有关系的，但是国外可能不知道屈原这个人，只是看表面现象。当时会赛龙舟，于是呢外国人第一批外国人就把中国的这个端午节命名为
Dragon Boat Festival. And also, the food we eat on this day is rice dumplings.
粽子。
米饺， 或者叫粽子。
哎，说到这个 dumpling 这个单词啊，很有意思。中国很多吃的东西都可以叫 dumplings， 凡是包起来的，里面有馅儿的，哎，都叫做 dumplings。你比如说这个饺子，
嗯哼，
这个馄饨，其实都可以算成是 dumplings。
Yeah, you can say that. I think you can say that like this.
当然了，当然了，这个粽子，因为它也是里面包的东西，所以也叫 dumplings。但是为了区分开，对吧？所以呢，也是很浅显的，在前面加了一个 rice。是用米做的这个粽子。
Exactly.
其实是糯米做的。
Sticky rice.
Right.
Sticky rice dumplings, 黏黏的米饭，然后 dumplings。我觉得 dumplings 应该是煮过的这些，就是包起来的这些食物，比如说像饺子，像馄饨，像粽子，应该是用水煮过了以后的。So we can call them dumplings. 如果是干的这种包起来的食物， usually we say wrap. Some wraps, I like to call them.
R-A-P.
W-R-A-P.
All right.
Yeah, wrap. So we have wrap, we have dumplings. For the dumpling, something very important is the filling. 作为这个粽子哈，里面的这个馅儿其实很重要。哎，我觉得我也是南方人，湖南人，所以我很喜欢吃这种 sweet fillings. 我喜欢吃这种甜甜的内馅儿。So we say the fillings.
Sure.
Exactly, 那馅里面如果是有那种像豆沙的，像这种泥状的东西呢，那么我们就会在英文中借用一个法语词说，哦，你要在考试里能出现这样的一个词，我觉得也非常为你拔高哈。那它的就是说法我们叫 puree
我听成了秘鲁。
秘鲁哈 ，Peru right? Peru not Peru. Puree
那是什么呢
？I would like to spell it. So it is P-U-R-E-E.
P-U-R-E-E.
Puree.
这是法语的一个词啊。
Exactly. So we can say bean puree. 豆沙馅儿的。
豆沙馅儿的。
还有什么馅儿？
还有很多肉馅儿的。
We have the meat, the filling with meat.
Pork.
Yeah, with pork.
嗯哼，
你们会有牛肉馅儿的粽子吗？
没有嘛，所以我说 pork 嘛。
A bacon.
A bacon.
Bacon.
Do we put bacon inside the?
I've never had some meat dumplings. I really hate it. I love those sweet bean stuff. So you know that's something new for me. For the
蛋黄的，还有蛋黄的。
Yeah.
你说你这个得说。蛋黄怎么说呢？
We can say, you know, egg white. You can say
蛋白，
那是蛋白。Egg yellow.
就是蛋黄。
Exactly.
这么简单。
Yeah. 不然应该是。
原来如此。
So what else do we do? What else do we do?
咸蛋黄。
Yeah, salty.
不光是蛋黄，还得是咸的，咸蛋黄。Salty egg.Yellow.
蛋黄呢？除了我们可以说 yellow 之外，很口语的一个词。那么比较书面的，我们会说 yolk,
y o l k,
y o l k,
yolk, yolk.
Yeah, we also have the egg white, no white, the egg yolk, right? And also have the salty yolk.
就是蛋黄。
Exactly.
好的。
Do we put that really in a rice dumpling?
当然了，而且那个有蛋黄的卖得更贵啊。
To my hometown, we just eat, you know, the sticky rice dumpling with no filling. The filling was right.
Emma 老师家里面吃的是那种没有馅儿的 dumplings.
Exactly, no fillings, but actually we'll dip the dumpling into the sugar.
把这个 dumpling 蘸到这个糖里面去。这个蘸这个词，蘸什么什么东西？蘸糖、蘸醋，这个蘸。
So we say dip.
Dip.
D-I-P.
Dip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So actually, are we talking about the festival itself or, you know, the food?
It seems there's nothing else for this festival. Why? Anyway, so let's get back. So what else do you do on this day?
Well,
we watch the competition
of dragon boats. Yeah, why not? Why not? As this festival is called Dragon Boat Festival, why not watch a competition of dragon boats?
Have you ever participated in any competition like that? The dragon boat competition?
I haven't, but I watched it. I did watch some dragon boat competitions on TV.
Okay, I think everybody does that.
Which was quite interesting, you know, as you would see a very long boat floating with its front parts of the boat shaped like a head of a dragon.
Mm, exactly. I think the whole boat, you know, bears the shape of the dragon, right? And
right.
Also bears probably a lot of decorations of dragons. I think that part is cool. I think back to probably hundreds of years ago, people did that more than right now. Now I think people got less chances to, you know, to have fun on the river or have fun in the water. But I think what else do you do on this day except, you know, the food, the, you know, the competition for the dragon boats?
And you can also talk about the culture behind this festival. Why do we have this festival?
Yeah, why do we have this festival?
Yes. So actually, it's not a Korean festival. It's a Chinese festival. The reason behind that. 那你知道端午节是怎么来的吗？
我有听说是我的小学老师 elementary school, you know, Chinese teacher shared the story with me. And she said you know, back 2000 years ago, and then there was a very famous poem, and his name was Qu Yuan.
Right.
A very famous, a big figure. And actually, I think he committed a suicide, right, in a river. So actually a lot of people around actually knew, you know, he was the patriotic poet.
And think, 非常爱国的一个诗人,
exactly. So they were so afraid, you know, the fish would eat him. So those local people fed the fish with the rice dumplings.
原来如此，说到这个端午节，原来是怕屈原的这个遗体在河里面被鱼吃掉，于是呢，当地人就把这个粽子投到水里面去喂这些鱼。怪不得我们端午节要吃粽子呢。
Exactly. I think there were, you know, more like sayings, more legend stories behind than this one. For the origins of this festival.
哦，原来这个故事是这样的，很有意思。大家记住了，也可以跟我们的外国朋友以及雅思考官介绍一下咱们这个 festival。不只是赛龙舟啊，而且还有这个文化在里面。端午节是中国传统文化。好，休息一下，马上回来。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，欢迎回来，您现在收听的是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。 今天呢，我和 Emma 老师一起来聊一聊节日。那么端午节马上就要来了，咱们刚才聊的都是端午节 The Dragon Boat Festival， 讲了讲端午节的这个来源以及粽子里面外面到底怎么说哈。那还有很多节日英文的说法到底怎么说，接下来我们给大家讲一讲。我们从一月份开始说吧，从一月份说到十二月，我们挑一些比较重要的节日、
uh-huh.
不光是在中国，在西方也比较重要的节日、
okay.
来告诉大家怎么讲吧。
All right.
首先我想到了春节、
uh-huh.
春节西方也重要，因为有很多华人在西方、
uh-huh.
春节很好说，是怎么说呢？春节就是 Spring Festival The、
yeah.
Spring Festival
The Spring Festival Also we can say New Year's Day
New Year's Day
Yeah, New Year's DayAnd I think after the New Year's Day, and there is another very important world festival.
A global festival.
A global one, so we say Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, 情人节哈。
Yeah, I think, you know, this is, because a New Year's Day, those, you know, like couples, they're like have the family reunion.And after that one, they will have the couple reunion, you know,、mm-hmm. on a Valentine's Day.
然后我又想到一个非常重要的节日。 虽然不放假，但是很有意思，就是愚人节啊。愚人节要是放假了，你也别信哈，因为是愚人节哈。Fool's Day。
Yeah, Fool's Day。
我注意到有一些节它不说 festival， 而是 day。有一些呢是 day， 而不是 festival。
嗯。
我觉得可能大家放假的那个是 festival。
嗯哼。
如果不放假那个就是 day。
Yeah, I think so. Especially for day, we say on a special day. 一般是某一天的时候，然后我们会说 you know, the day.
日子。
Yes. But if like spring festival, because it's several days, so we say it's a festival.
明白了。
嗯。
一般来说的话，当然也有特殊情况哈。一般来说，如果某一个节英文是 day 的话，就是它是一个某一个特定的纪念日。但是如果是 festival 的话，就是一个长假了。
I love festival.
啊，好，哎，我突然想到，国外有一个复活节。
啊，
复活节。
Easter Day.
Easter Day.
Have you ever tried that on this day to make the colorful eggs the different one,like a red egg, like a green or the yellow? This is their tradition to do with the egg.
明白了，耶稣啊，在那天复活了，所以呢，大家都开始欢庆。孩子们呢，会把鸡蛋壳画成彩色的，变成彩蛋，哈。很有意思，再挑一个中国的一个节日吧，来说一说。
Yeah, when I was, you know, younger, I heard there was a day we say International Children's Day.
国际儿童节。
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, the children around the world are celebrating this day. But there was once I was talking with my Japanese friend, and her name was Mizuho. I asked her, so, you know, today is a very big day. It's International Children's Day. So, how should we celebrate it? And she was looking at me with a lot of questions in her mind, she said something like, International Children's Day? I've never heard about it. And then I found she did. It's not, you know, international, just, you know, Chinese Children's Day.
所以儿童节并不是国际儿童节，虽然我们一直这么叫。
Exactly.
但其实就是中国的一个节日哈。
I think Chinese know this day the best.
So the International Children's Day, or rather, the Children's Day.
Yeah.
Children's Day is a day for children only in China.
Only in China.
In China only.
Yeah.
这个是个很好的话题啊，如果你在雅思口语考试中想描述儿童节的时候呢，千万不要犯了这个错误啊，就是把这个儿童节说成了国际儿童节，它并不是国际的，它是中国的。6月1号是中国儿童的国际儿童节。
中国儿童的国际儿童节。Yeah, you are right. We have Children's Day, we have Father's Day, we have Mother's Day. Why don't we have Grandma's Day and Grandpa's Day?
Yeah, why don't we have Grandchildren's Day?
Grandchildren's Day.
Right.
Yeah, why not? If you can, you know, make up one of your festival or a special day, what day do you want to have?
如果你有权利自己设立一个节日的话，你到底想设立一个怎样的节？
I want to have, you know, a skip class day.Or
class skipping day.
Or we can have, you know, the work skipping week. Or
大罢工日。
Yeah, or a getting up late week.
睡懒觉日，睡懒觉节。哎，这是个好主意。
这个节最好持续一年哈。Last for an year.
Or rather, a festival.
Oh,
lasted festival. For quite a long period.
Exactly. What day do you want to have?
I just want to have more holidays when we celebrate the, you know, the day for journalists. 记者节，其实呢，记者节也是记者的一个节哈。
What do you do on that day?
就还得工作。
Be a journalist.
对，所以呢，我一直呼吁啊，如果有教师节，有记者节，为什么不能让这些在一线岗位工作的记者、教师？同志们有一个节放一放呢、
啊，
有一个假期可以享受一下呢，对吧？
教师节是有的，是不是？
教师节是没有的，
没有假吗？
没有假，不然的话怎么去学校看老师啊？对，所以说教师节、记者节这些节呢，我呼吁有假期。有假期才是真正的让这些一线工作者得到实惠嘛，对吧
Oh, nice. I like your, you know, those big wish.
好的。
I think if for me, I think maybe there's we can have a day we say no electricity day.
No electricity day.
This is what actually I was thinking, because if there's no electricity, people have to pay attention to the other things. You cannot look at your phone. You cannot look at your computer. You need to talk with people. You need to go outside. You need to, you know, all the factories need to shut down on that day. So I think that day probably will be really meaningful, like one day no electricity.
瘫痪了就。
Exactly.
哎呀，
但是 Let's see how people, you know, will act on that day.
但是其实我们已经开始体验了有这么一个日子，是熄灯一小时的，就把灯给关上一个小时，那个时候大家也挺难受的。所以如果要一整天不用电的话，我估计够呛。但是呢，这个愿望是很好的。好的，那今天呢，我们就说了很多关于节日的话题了哈，有这个端午节，以及端午节我们应该吃什么，怎么说，讲什么故事，以及更多其他的节日英文怎么说啊，包括你自己畅想的一些节日哈，那这一些都可以在你雅思口语考试中描述节日的时候来一一的阐述啊。好，最后呢，祝大家在接下来的端午节假期 Happy Dragon Boat Festival， 哎呀，我说的够呛啊，所以很难记啊。Happy Dragon Boat Festival， 大家端午节快乐，我们下期节目再见。See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day. 大学生英语在线。每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Not so lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as 世界上没有不受限制的自由。
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
It's you.